And another Liam is now coaching in Jacksonville. Liam Fox just been announced as the men's coach for Sporting Jax. Liam, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Thanks a lot for coming on. First off, what stood out to you for this Jacksonville job?
Well, first of all, it was a real privilege and a real honor to be asked to be the head coach of Sporting Jax. The uniqueness of the project and being able to come in and build an environment and a culture from day one, from almost ground zero was hugely appealing, and it's nothing that you can sort of do back home in the UK. So that is the first thing. I think the second thing, which is worth mentioning, was the people that are here and the amount of work that's gone in to get to Sporting Jax to this point. Steve Livingston, Mark Warburton as well, two really, really top-class individuals. So once the opportunity was presented to me, it was an absolute no-brainer. And I'm really looking forward to what will hopefully be some really exciting times ahead.
For the audience, you previously coached two teams over the Scottish Premiership. What is your coaching style?
Yeah, good question. I think modern methods built on old school values, how you treat people, how you speak to people, and that's going to be really, really important for creating the right environment. But most importantly, is trying to put an attacking, young, energetic side on the football pitch that we can hopefully. It can be exciting for the community and the fans and the supporters to get behind, and they can look forward to coming and watching some exciting games this season.
What so far in your coaching career has been the proudest moment?
Okay, that's a tough one. But I think probably when I was the manager at Hearts and we won a European game away from home. We travelled all the way to Baku, which was a 10-hour flight. It was the first time that Hearts had won in a European competition for a number of years. The game was also behind closed doors, so it was a really, really difficult venue, really difficult travel, really difficult experience against a very good Dynamo Minsk side. And we managed to score in the last minute, which is the best way to win any game of football. So that was a huge high for me. So that's probably the standout. But there's been a lot of good times in my career. I've been fortunate to have some good experiences, but also I've had some disappointing experiences, which can help shape and mould you, and it can also focus you moving forward for the environment and the culture that you like to create.
How difficult is it to? I'm speaking as a layman. I'll let you know up front, I'm not like fluent in soccer. So how difficult is it to win a game against another European team away?
Yeah, it's that level of the competition is small margins, really, really small margins. Now, if you add into the fact that we had to travel. We had to travel 9.5 hours on a flight, three different time zones, in an empty stadium. So all these things stacking up against you made it incredibly difficult. And like I say, it was a huge proud moment for me. And that's a huge credit. The game of soccer is always about the players. I was just fortunate that I had a really good group of players. We had a game plan. We stuck to the game plan, and we. One thing was definitely certain, that the 9.5 hour flight back was some of the best time that we spent, just the feeling of the group and overcoming adversity. And it's a huge moment for me personally as well.
Obviously, the goal is to win it all. But in your definition, what would be a successful season?
Good question again. Yeah, so an elite sport and soccer and. Everybody wants to win. I think you're in the wrong environment and the wrong game if winning is not part of it. I think first and foremost, it's building a roster. It's building a roster with how we want to play. So if you look at how we want the team to function, we want to be exciting. We want to have young, hungry players that can drive us forward. And if we create the right environment for learning and developing and improving people, and if we get these two things right, I believe that's the best recipe for success for winning, because ultimately that winning always drives everything, and we want to win and we want to be exciting to watch. So that is always the goal. I'm fully aware, new franchise, building a roster in 2 months, there's going to be some difficult and rocky moments during the season, but I always look at, I talk about this quite a lot. There's two ways you can look at things. You can be hesitant and nervous about that, or you can embrace the challenge and you can meet it head on. And that's the mentality that we're looking for, and that's the type of people that we're going to be recruiting, both on the staff, but also more importantly, in the playing squad.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that, because how difficult is it to take a job that technically right now has a roster of zero?
Yeah, as I said, there's going to be challenges, but listen, I knew that, and the opportunity to come to Jacksonville and be part of this project, knowing all the potholes and all the difficulties that are going to be coming up. But I just thought the opportunity was so unique and was so special. And as I'm repeating myself, I'm surrounded by some brilliant people, and I can feel the passion being in the city now for 3 days, and I can feel the passion from the ownership group, from the front office. Everybody's so desperate for success. And that was the thing that that's really, really drew me to the opportunity. Yes, there's going to be difficult times. Yes, there's going to be a lot of work from now until our first league game in March. So, listen, super excited, really privileged and really proud to be here, and really looking forward to really getting down to some hard work over the next couple of months.
All right, I'll let you get back on the recruiting trail. Again, the USL Championship League starts in March of 2026. It'll be the inaugural season for the Sporting Jacks men team. Head coach Liam Fox. Liam, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it. Speak to you soon.